At the cattle industry convention in Nashville, Bob McCann of Texas is newly elected vice president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He was chairman of the policy division in 2011, and I talked with him right after hearing the policy division update here at the convention. We heard a really great update, a lot of real positive things, actually, that happened in 2011. Give me some of your comments about really how you thought NCBA's great staff in Washington, D.C. performed in 2011.
Well, there is a lot of positive energy flowing around the meeting today because we have had a lot of big successes in Washington this year in the legislative and regulatory arenas. And, you know, I think the reasoning for a lot of that is we have an extremely competent staff and great leadership in that staff with Colin Woodall. And those guys know how to approach these issues, and they know how to massage the issues. And so we came away with a couple of big wins. We certainly have some more to tackle, but in the political environment and the administration that we're faced with at the moment, we feel like we had a heck of a good year. And cattle markets are good, and folks are feeling good about the cattle industry. So we've got some momentum going, and we're not going to give up.
Well, I think this is a good time to show that this is really what NCBA is all about, pushing your policy issues on the federal level, because if you don't do it, nobody else is. And it's a good point to make as far as membership is concerned. Those who are members of NCBA and those who aren't. This is really where how your voice gets heard in Washington, right?
That's right. When you talk about membership and when you talk about joining an organization, it's all about accountability. And, you know, the best thing is to be able to count to these folks out in the country is the job that this association is doing and representing them in our nation's capital and some of the things that we're doing to give them more freedom to operate and to continue to have those liberties and freedoms going forward.
Well, because you mentioned that membership dues went up last year, and that caused a little bit of drop in membership. But really, when you look at the cost of membership and the fact that that gives them a full-time voice with a really competent staff in Washington, D.C., it's really not very much money.
It's not. And a base membership in NCBA is $100. And, you know, with the service that you get and the representation you get, it's actually not a whole lot. And there's a lot of services that go along with that. We've got great discount deals with our Roper apparel initiative, and as well as the John Deere Gators and New Holland Balers and a lot of the different programs that have been rolled out here in the last year or two. So there's a lot of positive reasons to join NCBA, and there's just not a whole lot of reason for a guy not to be able to shell out $100, especially when you got the cattle market we're looking at right now.
Well, and with $100, and you talk about the deals that you got, you could actually make money becoming a member of NCBA, couldn't you?
That's true. I mean, it's a win-win situation. But thank you very much, and you know, we're excited about our convention here. We've got a record-breaking crowd here at the convention, and so there's just a lot of good positive energy flowing right now.
All right. Thank you very much, Bob. Here at the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show in Nashville, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.